David is one of the most loved men in the Bible, but he was not loved because he was perfect. He was a shepherd, a warrior, a king, a songwriter, and a sinner. His life had courage, worship, victory, weakness, failure, and repentance. That is what makes his story so honest. God called David a man after my heart. That does not mean David never sinned. It means that at the deepest level, David belonged to God, loved God, and returned to God when he was wrong. David's early life shows great faith. When Israel feared Goliath, David saw the battle differently. Others saw a giant. David saw a man defying the living God. He did not trust in armor, size, or experience. He trusted the Lord. That kind of faith still speaks today. The believer does not win spiritual battles by confidence in the flesh. He stands by faith in God. But David's story does not stay on the battlefield with Goliath. If it did, we might think he was almost untouchable. Later, David sinned terribly with Bathsheba. Then he tried to hide it. His sin led to lies, abuse of power, and the death of Uriah. The Bible does not cover that up. God does not edit his servants to make them look better than they were. David's sin was real, grievous, and costly. That is a warning to every believer. A person who belongs to God can still fall into serious sin if he grows careless. Such a fall does not cancel salvation, but it can damage fellowship with God, destroy joy, weaken testimony, and bring painful consequences. Past victories do not guarantee present faithfulness. Spiritual reputation is not a shield against temptation. Sin must never be treated lightly. But David's failure was not the end of David's story. When Nathan the prophet confronted him, David did not make excuses forever. He did not blame Bathsheba. He did not blame pressure, loneliness, or the demands of being king. He said, "I have sinned against the Lord." That is the mark of a heart God can restore. Psalm 51 shows David's repentance. He prayed, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness." He asked God to cleanse him, renew him, and restore the joy of salvation. David did not need to be saved again, but his fellowship with God had been wounded by sin, and he needed restoration. There is a difference between losing fellowship and losing salvation. David's sin broke his joy, damaged his testimony, and brought painful consequences. But God's mercy was greater than David's failure. That does not make sin safe. It makes grace precious. David teaches us that God is not looking for polished religious actors. He wants hearts that are humble before him. A person after God's heart does not excuse sin. He confesses it. He does not run from correction. He receives it. He does not boast in himself. He depends on mercy. David was not perfect, but he knew where to turn when he failed. That matters because every believer still battles the flesh. We need forgiveness. We need correction. We need the Word of God. We need prayer. We need faithful worship with the Lord's people. We need hearts that stay tender before God. David's life points us beyond David. The true King, the greater Son of David, is Jesus Christ. David failed, but Christ never did. David needed mercy, but Christ provides mercy. David died, but Christ rose again and reigns forever. So do not read David's story as an excuse for sin. Read it as a warning against pride and a testimony to grace. David was a man after God's heart, not because he was sinless, but because he returned to the Lord. The question is not whether you have ever failed. The question is what you do when God brings your sin into the light. Run to Him, confess it, receive His mercy, walk again in fellowship. David was not a perfect man, but he belonged to a perfect God.